Van Halen!
This is Matt, and today we will be spotlighting the life of Eddie Van Halen. At the age of 7, the Van Halen family moved from Holland to Pasadena, California. Eddie was heavily influenced by his father. Eddie's father was a Dutch big band musician in the 1940s and 50s. Eddie and Alex always had a love for music. They began playing music at a young age. Eddie started with learning piano to eventually learning guitar. Eddie and his brother Alex became polished musicians within the Pasadena area. Eddie and his brother Alex formed their band called the Broken Combs. The Broken Combs gained some attention from playing at backyard parties. They soon changed their name to the Trojan Rubber Company. The band then settled on the name Mammoth, what they thought would be their final name. The band was made of the trio Eddie Van Halen, Alex Van Halen, and Mark Stone. Eddie was on lead guitar and vocals, his brother Alex manned the drums, and Mark Stone handled the bass. Although the band had some local success, they could never reach the next level. Things would quickly change. In 1974, while attending Pasadena City College, Eddie and Alex would meet their new singer and bass player. David Lee Roth met Ed and Alex in 1973 during a music appreciation class. Ed and Alex would even rent Roth's PA equipment for shows. David Lee Roth wanted to join the band. David explains his relationship with the Van Halens in the early days on Mark Maron's 2019 podcast, WFT.
So, okay, so when you first met the Van Halen brothers, how old were you?
Clearly not old enough. We never got along. We hated each other, but we were thrown together. How does that happen? It's one of those movies. Come on, you'll think of the plots where we hate each other, but wait a minute.
Since Eddie wasn't a powerful singer, they were very adamant on finding a new singer. Dave came in for an audition and didn't impress at all. The brothers decided that Dave could join the band. The main reason was so they could use his PA equipment for shows for free now. With Mark Stone leaving the band, Eddie needed a new bass player. Ed turned to a new friend he met at Pasadena City College. His name was Michael Anthony Sablewski, also known as Michael Anthony. David suggested that the band should change their name from Mammoth to Van Halen. After the brothers agreed, a rock and roll juggernaut would officially be formed. In 1976, Eddie would meet Gene Simmons of Kiss and stun him with his impressive guitar work. Gene would go on to show the band some of Van Halen's work. The band acted unimpressed due to the fact they were intimidated by how good Eddie was. On a 2021 podcast made by Jeremy White, Paul Stanley talks about how incredible Eddie was the first time he heard him.
It was Van Halen.
Yeah.
It sounded great on the radio. I mean, Running with the Devil sounded ridiculous. Look, it was undeniable. There are certain things that come along that are undeniable.
The band would eventually release their first album in 1978. This album would be self-titled Van Halen 1. This album would be successful for Van Halen. The album would hit 33 in the top 200 Billboard at the end of 1978 and 15 at the end of 1979. This album showed how great Eddie was. Here's a short clip of Eddie's solo song Eruption from the album. This solo put Eddie on the map. The band released several more albums over the next couple of years. The band kept gaining popularity. Eddie became so popular that he hopped genres. In 1984, Eddie helped Michael Jackson transform his hit song Beat It. Eddie volunteered to play the guitar solo for free. This gave the song the rock vibe that Michael was looking for. 1984 was a huge year for Eddie and Van Halen. Van Halen released one of their most notable albums. The album was named 1984. This album included songs like Panama and Jump. This album finally solidified Van Halen as one of the most popular bands of their time. David Lee Roth and Eddie butted heads since Roth joined the band. It was the final straw when Roth wanted to pursue a solo career after Van Halen's 1984 album. This ultimately broke up Roth and Van Halen. Eddie soon replaced Roth with experienced singer Sammy Hagar. Here is a Vox Pop interview from 1988 explaining how Eddie felt about the new singer.
Sammy and the band freed you, Eddie, to indulge more in heavy melody to build stronger, more lasting choruses. Do you think that's true?
Yes. You said it like a question. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, do you feel freer?
You mean as opposed to the old model?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever really been... Let me just say yes.
Okay, that sounds fair.
Many bands struggled whenever they switched lead singers. Van Halen didn't. With how incredible Eddie was, the band kept succeeding. Eddie's band remained one of the world's best for many years to come. And Eddie would still have an impact on the pop world. In a 2013 interview with Piers Morgan on CNN, LL Cool J explains why he chose Eddie to help with the song.
You know, I reached out to Eddie. I had an idea about doing, you know, a song that had some rock guitar on it. And, you know, I feel like Eddie's the best in the world. And, you know, I reached out to him and was hopeful, had my fingers crossed that he would be into, you know, working on a record with me. He came by the studio. I played the demo for him and he said, you know, let's rock and roll.
As powerful as Eddie was with his guitar, he could not defeat his demons. Eddie was always known for being a cool musician who would stick his cigarette in his guitar while he went on a 3-minute shred. Every interview he did, he would have a cigarette in his hand. Eddie was first diagnosed with tongue cancer in 2000. He would beat this cancer. Unfortunately, the cancer would return in 2018. This time, the cancer was in the form of throat cancer. Eddie fought very hard, but couldn't beat it this time. Eddie passed away October 6, 2020. This broke the heart of rockers around the globe. Michael Anthony and Sammy Hagar talked about how Eddie's death has affected them in a 2020 clip made by Sammy Hagar.
I just want to say that I'm kind of devastated. Thank God we get to do it again tomorrow. I tell you, a Van Halen song never felt so hard to sing and play in my life.
It was hard.
It was.
It's very surreal right now.
Eddie Van Halen impacted rock and roll like very few musicians have before. Here is a 2020 clip of Brian May explaining what it was like seeing Eddie play for the first time.
There hadn't been anything so shocking since Jimi Hendrix. I saw Van Halen support Black Sabbath. Tony Iommi was a very good friend even by that time. And the pair of us watched Eddie Van Halen do his stuff and kind of shook our heads and went, whoa. It was just glorious, almost too glorious to take in.
Eddie may be gone, but his legacy will live on forever. You just listened to a celebrity spotlight on one of rock's biggest musicians, Eddie Van Halen, by Matthew Barsh, here on WGLZ. We are College Radio, and we are passionately vocal.